Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Onig Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Sam, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest hasn't shown up yet this morning, so it's going to be you and me, and hopefully you'll be involved with us. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. This morning I thought I'd talk a little bit about globalization. Globalization is the program that is being carried out by both political parties. It is the idea of raising living standards throughout the world so we can all join together in this wonderful new one-world government that is planned. And, of course, to obtain this goal, which is, of course, described in the Earth Charter, that's equitable distribution of wealth, between nations, and you can get the Earth Charter on the Internet, or if you purchase anything through my ministry and request it, we'll send you a free copy of the Earth Charter. It's one of the most important documents ever written. According to the authors, it is the new Ten Commandments for the world, because, of course, they reject the instructions of the old Ten Commandments that was put forward by Jehovah, Yahweh, the God that we worship, because you see, these people worship a different God. People like Gorbachev and Marie Strong and Stephen Rockefeller, they're the three major architects of this, although Stephen Rockefeller did most of the work. He's the nephew of David Rockefeller. And you can see the strong occult beliefs as you read through this. Not one word of the God of the Bible, all about this new spiritualism and brotherhood of man and bringing about the world government, and yes, redistribution of the wealth of the world. Not their wealth, because the Rockefellers have trillions of dollars. They and the Rothschilds have trillions of dollars between them. But they, of course, can try to convince you that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the richest people in the world. Why? Because they want to detract attention away from who's really running the world. But Stephen Rockefeller writes about this equitable distribution of wealth within nations, but between nations and within nations. How do you get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Why, you transfer our manufacturing overseas. And so that's what this is really all about. They made it very attractive to move overseas. If you move your businesses overseas, your factories overseas, why, of course, you get special tax breaks. You don't have to pay taxes, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know a better way to get major corporations to move overseas than to tell them they don't have to pay taxes, but they can produce their products over there with cheap labor and cheap electricity and no environmental restrictions and no bureaucratic harassment and no EPA and no OSHA and all of the regulators here who make the life miserable for manufacturers? But you don't have to pay taxes, and you make tremendous profits. Move your factories overseas, and so we're moving our factories overseas. Now, you get what you subsidize. We subsidize people moving overseas, but we can't tell the American people, we can't tell the people who are losing their jobs here, that it's all part of the globalist plan to make a better world, to bring prosperity throughout the world, and certainly to help people and raise living standards in third world countries. And I'm not certainly don't object to helping people in other nations, but half the world still lives in abject poverty, making less than $2 a day because of our programs, not because of the transfer of our wealth, but because we have had a program for many years of getting foreign nations indebted so they have to spend all of the money that they bring in taxes simply to pay back their debts. And if you haven't read the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins or heard our four tape set interviews with him, you really need to get that, because he worked for the intelligence agencies. He worked his job as an economist was to get these other countries in debt. And if the leaders of the country wouldn't go along with it, well, you simply, their airplane would crash, sort of like the airplane of the leader of Poland the other day. It just went down. It's amazing how many world leaders die in airplane crashes, or even U.S. senators who don't go along with the agenda here. And I think that's remember Senator Wellstone. He was the only senator who didn't vote for the Patriot Act, or one of two. And you know what happened to Senator Wellstone and his family, and John Tower, and just so many people. Certainly the fellow member of the Warren Commission, who the congressman who really thought the Warren Commission was trumped up. He wanted to write a minority report. His name was Hale Boggs, and his plane went down. They even knew where it was. He was alive. Everybody was alive on board, and they let them die. And, of course, that's a story that you can get from Nick Begich, because his dad was on the plane. And eventually they got the FBI records, and they let them die. They were alive. They were sending out pleas for help off in the Alaskan wilderness, and they let them die. But this is what happens, and this is what John Perkins talks about in his book entitled Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And it must be true, because the State Department actually on their pages actually had for many months had a vicious attack on John Perkins. But instead of discrediting him with all the things they said, why, of course, it only put more interest in his book, and it was translated into a dozen different languages. John Perkins is a liberal in many ways. He, I would disagree with his basic philosophy, but he exposed what he saw. And, of course, because he doesn't have a personal relationship with our Lord, he's adopted some ideas I disagree with the solution, but he saw the problem. And there are a lot of good people who see the problem, and we may disagree with them on other issues, but it behooves us to listen to what they have to say. Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We carry the book. They've tried to suppress it for years, but fortunately it is available. They haven't been able to get their rights to the copyright on it. He's very cleverly has never put himself in a position where they could get that. I mean, I know people who've written books. Either they publish the book and never distribute it, or they shred it, or as they did with Professor Quigley's book, as they did with Monica Jensen Stevens's book, as they did with Gertrude Coogan's book. Now, we actually carry my interviews with Monica. We have Professor Quigley's book now. It's an amazing story how I ever got into print. We do have Gertrude Coogan, her book, The Money Creators, written in 1935, about how the people gain control of the money system, ultimate pure life. My number 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
Do you watch the direction America is being taken and feel powerless to stop it? When you read the headlines every day, do you get an uneasy feeling in the pit of your stomach? Do you get the feeling our politicians just aren't listening to us? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you're not alone. We, the people of the Greeley 912 Project, recognize the uniqueness and excellence of the Constitution of the United States. We're dedicated to mobilize the people to honorably restore it to its rightful position as the law of the land. Won't you join us? The Greeley 912 Project meets at 6:30 p.m. every other Wednesday at the Destiny Christian Center, 6250 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. Visit www.greeley912.net for more information. And plan on joining us for a Tax Day Tea Party on Thursday, April the 15th at the Greeley Post Office on 10th Street from 4 until 6:30 p.m. Bring a sign or a flag with you, and let's show our elected senators and representatives how we feel about them continually expanding the government's role in our lives. Tax Day 2010 is a perfect opportunity to let them know we are taxed enough already and we're tired of their refusal to listen to we the people. We'll see you on Thursday.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect.
Hello, hello, hello.
My word on it. I'm Eric Cedar, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and we were simply talking about this whole process of globalization. And, of course, John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and my four-tape set. And, of course, he simply talks about what happens to the leaders in other countries that won't go along with our policies, and how if he failed to convince these people to get their country head over heel in debt, so that they could never really have any increased living standards for the people, and all the money that came in taxation would be used to pay off the massive debts. You know, he would try to bribe the other leaders of the country, giving them special economic deals so they could benefit as they were putting their country into debt. But he said if it didn't work, then they sent in the jackals, and the jackals would create a revolution or create a war to depose the leaders, or simply they would assassinate them. And he gave example after example of how the CIA had assassinated world leaders. Now, of course, a lot of this was covered in the Church Committee hearings of the 1970s when they talked about the CIA. They killed Mr. Diem and Mr. Nu over in Vietnam, and Trujillo was the democratically elected ruler in the Dominican Republic, and Patrice Lumumba in the Congo, and you wonder why the Congo is in such disarray today, and millions of people have died there in the revolution. Why we killed the democratically elected leaders, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, why is Iran in the situation it is? They elected a democratic leader. His name was Mossadegh in 1953, and we got him arrested, kept him in prison the rest of his life. Democratically elected president. We installed the Shah. Then we deposed the Shah in 79, brought in the Ayatollahs, so we could have a nice little war there some 30 years later. And everything is in place to take us into a war with Iran. And they're doing everything. You read the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, day after day after day, the drumbeat is there, war with Iran, war with Iran. They're going to get nuclear weapons. I mean, everybody else around them has nuclear weapons. China, India, Pakistan, Russia, Israel. But Iran, oh, they're so dangerous. They'll destabilize the world if they get nuclear weapons. But we actually help Pakistan. In fact, we've helped all the countries get the nuclear weapons. The original plans for the nuclear weapon were actually shipped to Russia from the United States, under the auspices of Harry Hopkins. The Rosenbergs were simply patsies for that. If you have never read the book, what was his name? Major Jordan's diary. Major Jordan's diary. And he talks about the shipping of the plans and the heavy water and everything needed for building an atom bomb to Russia during the Second World War. Harry Hopkins' involvement. And if you've ever read special file, name escapes me, Vernunen or something of the sort, files. We can always get it if you ever want to get it, but there were special files that we eventually got, and Harry Hopkins, who lived in the White House, was the closest advisor to the FDR, was also a Soviet asset. But you must understand, what most people do not understand is that communism has been financed and encouraged and really maintained by the United States since its inception. Why do you think that Russia is the largest exporter of oil in the world today? The largest exporter of natural gas in the world today? Who do you think built the pipelines or financed the pipelines? Why, either the United States, American corporations, the Brotherhood of Darkness, or their allies in Europe, financed the Soviet Union to make it, of course, the power that it is today, just as we're doing with communist China today. We're even giving them guarantees on the loans to, so they can, Westinghouse can build nuclear power plants in China. Well, we can't build nuclear power plants in the United States. Oh, terrible. No, nobody knows what to do with the spent fuel rods. Why don't we reprocess them? Why, most Americans don't even know they can be reprocessed, or that this was specifically outlawed by our government, by Congress, because they control the media, and so you don't know what's going on, and most people are simply victims of a of an all-powerful media largely controlled by six major corporations who largely determine what the American people think. Well, they're going to have to start thinking independently and understanding there is a globalist movement made up of wicked people, many of them, of course, energized by evil, moving us towards this age-old plan of a one-world government, the plan of the secret societies going back 5,000 years to bring about a one-world government that will be ruled by their god, because they worship a different god. His name is Lucifer, and they're openly supportive of this. They know what they're doing. It's not that they're foolish or stupid. They know what they're doing. And if you've never studied the Gnostic religion, and you can look this up in the old encyclopedias that go up on the Internet and look up Gnosticism, you'll find out that the belief in two gods. And when people say, I believe in God, you want to make sure what god they're talking about. And because you talk on one level and they talk on another, your words have entirely different meanings. Just as the phrase on the back of our dollar bill, in God we trust. But what god are they talking about? Are they talking about the god of the Bible? Well, look down below on the back of the dollar bill, and you'll see the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye of the one god, Lucifer. That's what it was all about. And of course, when the capstone eventually settles on the pyramid, and you notice the capstone is now part of the pyramid, it's always on the top of the pyramid. When the capstone settles on top of the pyramid, the new world order, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, described on the back of the dollar bill, will be concluded. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, they hide their emblems in plain sight. You see them every day. You just don't recognize them. You can go to Washington, D.C. You'll see them everywhere in architecture and paintings, but they don't register with you because you are being constantly bombarded with faulty information. If you've never seen the DVD, Riddles in Stone, it's part of the three-part series, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and of course, The Eye of the Phoenix. Those three DVDs would be must-watching for anybody. You can get them separately or together with a special rate from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But the globalists have a plan, and that is to ship our wealth and our factories overseas. And here we're having to borrow $5 billion a day. And what are we doing? Well, we're giving money away to Africa for AIDS drugs. Of course, that's a means of funneling money to the pharmaceutical companies for the drugs. I think $7 billion we give them, and then we give $1 billion to Haiti. And Barack Obama really isn't concerned. He's a great guy. Give money to anybody. And, of course, it's going to be taken from our children and grandchildren, because the whole idea is to bankrupt America. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation, if you hate America, than to run us into debt to corrupt our currency? Remember, of course, Barack Obama is simply a front man for the people who surround him. He has 12 members of the Trilateral Commission in key positions in his government, and of course they control every aspect of our society today, and the average individual has no idea what's going on. That's the great tragedy. So, believe me, you need to get our information. You need to get it out. You need to understand that we are intentionally shipping our jobs overseas. And we've already shipped over about 7 million of jobs to other countries. Another 8 million jobs have been lost in the last 2.5 years. We have 20 to 25, probably, according to Bob Chapman, 25 million unemployed. or underemployed. That's people who are working half-time, suddenly are working two or three jobs, have had to get, you know, lose their good-paying jobs, take two or three jobs just to try to stay afloat. And then the people who have just given up looking for jobs, 20 to 25 million of them, thanks to the globalists, the end result of the program of creative destruction that is being carried out to transform the world. And because, you see, you have to destroy the old order to create the new order. What they're doing intentionally. If you want to hear Alan Greenspan discuss creative destruction, go to your search engine on your computer and type in Alan Greenspan YouTube creative destruction. Alan Greenspan YouTube creative destruction, and watch him in the year 2005 explain creative destruction. He will tell you it is destruction. If we want to have this wonderful new society, there's got to be destruction of the old, and they are destroying our society, and they're doing a great job of it. And Rush Limbaugh is not going to tell you who's doing it. It's the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Bilderbergers, and they are all motivated by their allegiance to a different God. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Why doesn't anybody talk about Gnosticism? Why doesn't anybody talk about the fact that there really are people who worship Lucifer? That's the message Constance Cumby tried to get out back in the early 1980s in her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And she was viciously attacked by religious leaders all across America. I wonder why. You shouldn't get my interview with her. They're called the Aquarian Conspiracy, a four-tape set, or, better still, the DVD, The Emergence, where Constance tells you the story about the emergence of the coming leader. What's the plan? Well, right now, the plan is to have a great war in the Middle East to get the Muslims to kill the Christians and Jews. The Christians and Jews who kill the Muslims. And out of the carnage that is coming, and ladies and gentlemen, it's coming as sure as God made little green apples. The carnage is coming, and the destruction of America as we know it is coming, unless, of course, the American people understand what this is about, unless there's a great revival, unless people turn back and bless the Lord who has blessed us so well, why we're going to lose this wonderful country and everything you think you possess that gives you security. Our number, 1-877-254-7524. But behind everything going on, creative destruction. We must destroy before we can create the new world order, which is the ultimate goal, the one world government ruled by Lucifer that these people have sought knowingly or unknowingly, because many of them are actually manipulated and their minds are controlled and molded. They don't even understand it. And if you want that documented, we have a little pamphlet called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It was a treatise that was channeled to Alice of Bailey by a demonic spirit named Joa Cool. Alice Bailey, the leading theosophist, Luciferian of the first half of the last century. And we do have this little pamphlet circulated by the Lucius Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, but we'll send it to you free of charge. If you buy anything of the other products from us, just ask for The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy or The Earth Charter. These things you can probably pull down off the Internet. I know you can get The Earth Charter, where they lay out their Mein Kampf, the equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That's what why we're building up the factories over there in China. Why today, it used to be 5 years ago, why we produced 18 million cars in the United States every year. Chinese produced two or three million. Today, last year, the Chinese produced 13.7 million. We produced 10.6 million cars. In America, this year, we'll produce maybe 10 to 11 million. They'll be producing 16 to 18 million cars in China this year. 16 to 18 million cars this year. Globalism is effective. Creative destruction is effective. there's a growing middle class in China, as there's a growing poor or impoverished class in America. And, of course, more Americans are losing their homes every day, about 300,000 a month. And, oh, shucks, the Obama administration is trying to do something, but nothing they work, nothing they try to do ever works. And, well, we'll just have to try something new, another $75 billion, but it just doesn't work, and we don't know why. And we keep giving this all the money to the banks, and but we forget to tell them these banks, they have to lend it here in America, so they're lending it to China. They're lending the money in India. They're lending money in Dubai. They're lending money over in Spain, but they're not lending any money in America. And then you wonder why our corporations can't get money. And a lot of our major corporations are going under, and our businesses are going under. It's all planned that way. It's called creative destruction. Our telephone number is 877-254. That's 1-877-254-7524. It's open lines. Would love to hear from you because, of course, I don't have anything really prepared, but give us a call. 1-877-254-7524, and hopefully why we'll have our guest on the line, but if we don't, why we'll go on. And I just like to have somebody call in just to make sure I'm on the air because I haven't... the music hasn't come on. It should have come on, so give us a call so we'll know that we actually are broadcasting. And I'm going to hang up here and go ahead and try to call the station again just to make sure I'm on. If you don't call in right now, the only way I have to know I'm on the air, and I'm not just carrying out a monologue with my own telephone, will be to hear from one of you. Just call in and say, hey, good morning, you're on the air. My number is 877. Oh, here we go. Who's on the line?
Well, good morning to you, doctor. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for calling, because basically they were supposed to have taken us to music, and they missed the music at the half hour. Anyway, I guess we are broadcasting then.
Yes, you are. And you know what? I've been listening to you for a long time. I'm here in Broomfield, Colorado, listening to you on the Lion and Don Wiedemann's radio station. Anyway, listen to you for a long time. Really respect you, exposing the New World Order and whatnot. I'd like to know more about your history. How I know that you're a Christian, and you're a doctor. I don't know what kind of doctor you are, either medical doctor or osteopath. But I was wondering your history about how you came to know these things, and you know, I'd like to go ahead and ask that question, and then be quiet and let you answer, and kind of go into your history, how you were, how these things were revealed to you. And thank you very much for everything you do.
Well, God bless you. Sure, I was a graduate of the University of California. I graduated from college when I was about 19. I graduated from medical school when I was 23. I was there at the end of the Second World War, so we moved very, very rapidly through schooling. I was the youngest kid in my medical school when I graduated. I was just, I was a victim of a liberal education. I attended the University of California. I came out really believing in socialism. After all, you were rewarded for believing the right things. You were punished if you believed the wrong things. So I did very well. I got Phi Beta Kappa Chi. I thought I was pretty smart. But it's amazing how dumb you can be and get a Phi Beta Kappa Chi. I believed in all of the things I'd been taught. And so I went off and I did all the right things. I went to military. I was in Europe for a couple of years, and I got married there, had a couple of kids. It was 1962. I'd been in medical practice. I was an orthopedic surgeon. I'd taken 5 years or 4 years of residency, you're so busy as a doctor and in training, you don't get a chance to read. Now, when I was very, very young, 10, 11, 12, I used to read a book a day. And I used to love to read, and my sense of values and right and wrong came from the books that I read, and they were good, wholesome books. But I hadn't read a book or a novel for years. All I read was my medical books and medical magazines. And about 1962, it was in June or July, I came home one evening. My family wasn't there. I don't know where they were, but I remember going into the little room where we had a television set and sitting down and turning on television. I wanted to watch a program called, The Naked City. And it was the story of New York. And they started out with, there were 8 million stories in the Naked City. And, of course, then it was a detective story and murders and solving the murders. But I got the wrong program, and there was an old man up there on the screen, and he was talking about how the media in America was controlled, how the American State Department had known that Fidel Castro was a communist that brought him to power, that the United States is a republic, not a democracy, and everything I'd learned about America being a democracy was simply a lie, that communism was on the march throughout the world, and we had to oppose communism, or it was going to take over our country. In fact, it was taking over our country. And at least three times, I remember it so well that evening, I got up to change the program because I wanted to watch The Naked City. But there was something about what this man was saying that really intrigued me. And so at the end of the program, they had a telephone number to call if you wanted no more information. And, you know, it's a hard thing to remember telephone numbers when they flash on the screen, but I could remember that number. And I really believe that God does work in the affairs of men and does motivate people and guide their lives. And so I called the telephone number, and I was invited to a meeting of the Bird Society, and I started reading and studying, and it was absolutely true. The media in America is controlled. America is not a democracy. So the State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist. Mr. person I saw on the screen was Robert Welch, and of course he was talking about Operation Keel Hall. So at the end of the Second World War, where we sent 6 million Russians who'd either been captured by the Germans or defected to the Germans during the Second World War because they hated communism, 6 million of them were rounded up and shipped back to Russia to be killed. Operation Keel Hall, never mentioned in the American media, but of course you can research it, and it was all true. Now, I left the Bird Society after some years because I realized they were never going to accomplish anything. They were going to keep talking about these things, but Mr. Welch had discredited the society by saying that Eisenhower was a communist, and of course he knew he wasn't. But be that as it may, eventually I decided I was going to have to go off on my own. And basically, Robert Welch had said, we will never use the mass media. We will use books to convince people. And I read a book by Zygmunt Brzezinski written in 1970 called Between Two Ages, and he said, we will use the mass media, radio and television, to control people's minds. And I looked at what was happening, and I said, I mean, the other side's winning because they're using the media, and we've got to do the same thing. And it was at that time, this dream of mine, that one day I would have my own radio state programs and be able to reach people. Always wanted to do that. I had, of course, to make a living, and so I basically, had to practice medicine. But always in the back of my mind was, well, maybe the day will come when I can do talk radio. We had some problems, personal problems. My first wife died tragically, and of course I went off, lived in Africa. I thought I'd get away from this for a time. I remarried a wonderful woman, and God's always been good in providing me good wives, and my first wife was a wonderful woman, and my second wife puts up with me today and helps me as a wonderful woman. We came back from Africa because I knew the battle was here. I couldn't leave it behind. Eventually, continued my studies, traveled throughout the world, met world leaders, and interviewed many of them, and generals and ambassadors, and even spent some time one day with the president of South Africa, just he and I in a great big room all of ourselves as we talked about what was going on in the world. So I've been blessed by the opportunity to meet many people and get the information that I have. And it's taken me a long time to be able to put together all the dots. And there's still things I'm learning every single day, constantly amazed at the genius of the people on the other side. But you see, they have supernatural intelligence, and they're motivated by evil. And once you understand that, it makes it so clear. But I believe God is, for one reason, has selected me to do what I'm doing, and he's protected me. A lot of my friends are dead. A lot of my friends, of course, have been killed, people I've known, I've worked with, and they've had very strange deaths. And for some reason, I'm still here, and I figure I'll be here as long as the Lord wants me to be, as long as he gives me breath and my intelligence is intact, and as long as perhaps there are people out there in the listening audience who can learn from what I've learned, and then they can go on from here. And really what's so really encouraging to me is I keep running into people across America who have heard my programs, who have understood what was going on, and then, of course, they're building on what I have done. One of them, of course, was a young man who went down to Georgia, to Elberton, Georgia, and did some fundamental work on the Georgia Guidestones. I think I was the first person to write about the Georgia Guidestones and to popularize the idea, but now there's a tremendous amount of new information. In fact, our friend Chris Pinto is coming out with information, a lot of information I had never heard before on the Georgia Guidestones, and interviews with the people who knew the man who called himself R.C. Christian, this shadowy figure who, of course, has, had such a profound impact on what's going on in the world today. He was a member of a secret society, and his name was R.C. Christian. But Chris has interviewed people who met R.C. Christian, and has a great deal of information. There's going to be a new DVD coming out, and but it's based upon my material. But others are building upon what I've done, and that is so gratifying. Not what I do, but it's important. We'll be right back. Give us a call.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Your friends at A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning in Brighton remind us the responsibility of drivers. Caution and courtesy is the key to staying safe. Please remember to pay special attention around schools, parks, playgrounds, and especially around school buses while they're picking up and dropping off. Our children are our future. Please do your part to keep them safe. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. That's 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and somebody, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Somebody called and asked how I who I am, how I got to where I am. Well, I basically, you know, it's a way that it's strange how God works. You know, I'd always wanted to do talk radio, but how are you going to do talk radio? I mean, how would you even start out? Well, a friend of mine I'd known for many years had actually come to me and said, look, there's some very inexpensive FM licenses going to be coming out, low-power FM stations, and we can get one of those for a couple of $1,000, put up an FM station in our community, and begin reaching people with the truth. And you know, would you be willing to come along with me for a couple of $1,000? So I said, sure, you know, figuring we'd never, probably never come to pass. But as things happened, we eventually got the license. We got it engineered for location after location. The planning commission would always turn us down. Finally, my friend said, why don't we put the station at your home, the FM station at your home? And I figured that the planning commission would never allow that. But the planning commission did allow that. So my friend actually put the FM station in my home. Now, how many people do you know where somebody has actually built a radio station in your home for you? Studio and all the buildings and all the things that are necessary for it. And yeah, that was all done for me. I had to put a little money into it, but not a great deal of money. And so we ended up with a 200-watt FM station here. But if you're going to do a program, one program, you might as well do maybe two programs. No more work for me. So we went over to see the local Christian radio station, 10,000-watt station over in Salinas, and talked to the station manager. And I said, I mean, how would we get on other radio stations? I mean, how do you go about doing that? And he said, I will give you prime time, drive time, every day, 5 days a week, $500 a month. Well, that was just too good to pass up, and so we agreed to go on his station. Of course, that was a come on, now it's a great deal more than that. But, I mean, that's how I got started, and then, of course, it grew from there. But then I think one of the most amazing things, some fellow called and said, I mean, he listened to our radio station, he was in love with this woman, she loved to hear our programs. They lived over in the San Joaquin Valley, but San Jose area, and they'd drive up to the top of the mountains every day to listen to our program, because our program didn't get over the mountains into the area. And she had died of cancer, and they'd always had a piece of property called a river ranch or some sea ranch, was it, up in Northern California. They were going to build their dream home on, and she was gone. He wanted to give me the property to help me start my radio stations. And, of course, you know, how many people have ever offered to give you a piece of property worth $100,000? That doesn't happen in real life, but it happened to me. And went up and saw the property, beautiful piece of property. Talked to the real estate man, and he said, well, of course, you know, we can list the property, but nobody's buying property. Nobody is buying property in this area, but we'll list it for you. And 2 weeks later, the property sold for $100,000. Now, things like that don't happen in real life. I mean, so it's never happened before, probably never happened again, but it happened to me. It allowed us to get the equipment for which we are eternally grateful. We still use much of it today. That allowed it to be able to do professional talk radio. So today we're on over 60 outlets. I believe God has certainly helped us at every turn to be where we are. Usually we cost us $500,000 to keep this thing going, and we come out, you know, with maybe a couple of $1,000 ahead or a couple of $1,000 behind every year. I mean, we don't plan this. I mean, God provides the money. If he doesn't provide the money, we do not expand. We actually have some excellent areas in the parts of the country where our programs are heard, like in your area there in Colorado or in eastern Washington or upstate New York or in Michigan, where our programs are heard on a daily basis. Why, we are having an impact, and more people are learning. But God, we started out with about 300 supporters, and being the people joining the Tape of the Month Club, After 15 years, we still have 300 supporters. I mean, regularly, we have more than that, but a lot of people buy things, but these are people, tape of the month club, and we send them our tapes and our newsletters every month. And obviously, God doesn't want us to get to be too large, for whatever reason it is, and I don't question. We just have to follow his leadership, and I try to do my best, but sometimes God opens doors. Sometimes God closes doors, and what you have to learn, and the one thing maybe I can impart to you is God does rule in the affairs of men, and God guides people, maybe undeserving people, and why I've been picked to do what I'm doing, I really don't know, but I believe I'm here, I believe I'm for a purpose. My wife helps me. Without her, there's no way we could do what we do, but we do have at least a small impact. We're reaching people and helping them to understand the spiritual nature of this battle that we're involved in. And, of course, the most wealthy and powerful people in the world are on the other side. And they're not very many of them, but they have the trillions of dollars at their disposal. They're dedicated to the world government. And here we are, a handful of people on our side, Joyce Riley, Alex Jones. Our ministry is much smaller than theirs, but at least we have an outreach. And, of course, Butch Paul, Chuck Christmeyer, John Leffler. I mean, the people on Genesis, Catherine Albeck's doing a great job. And then, of course, a lot of people on who just have organizations, Larry Pratt. Of course, we have them as regular guests on Radio Liberty. And we have a privilege. It really is a privilege to talk to people across America. Every single day, it's even more amazing to me that people actually listen and listen on a regular basis. And we hope they're getting educated so they can educate others and explain we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle, and the people on the other side are energized by spiritual force. And this is, of course, the essence of what I do. And hopefully God will continue to keep me here for at least time so we can share these ideas. And we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Network, our guest is, this morning didn't show up, so it's just you and me. By the way, I hope you enjoyed the program. And this is a time I need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And you can reach us by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Tape of the Month Club for $20 a month, or you can, or really whatever you can afford, or you can subscribe to the newsletter, or you can simply donate to us. And I hate to ask for money, but if you can help us, why, we can maintain the network of over 60 outlets we have every single week, where people somewhere across America are hearing the truth, maybe for the first time. They usually start out thinking we're crazy, and before long, why, they're afraid we're not. We do have an outreach. I think we have a message that's important, and we always try to put out valid information. Once in a while, somebody will get wrong information to us, but we always try to correct that for you. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to welcome you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to contribute, why, at least pray for our provision and for our protection. You should read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get those three DVDs on the secret mystery set, the secret mystery of America's beginning, going into the secret societies here at the inception of our country, Riddles in Stone, and, of course, the Eye of the Phoenix, the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. We hope, of course, you'll want to get the new DVD sets we have by Pastor Billy Crone. We think they're excellent. And with each one, there's an invitation to have a personal relationship with our Lord. Billy does a great job. But it would be the Final Countdown, Scientific Creation. Those are both 10 DVD sets. And you get them in part one and part two, each one. And then the RFID identification. We're doing that series with Pastor Billy now. All of this is important, but it all points towards God's hand in everything going on. And you have to understand, this is really all about God. There is a conspiracy against God today. When you understand that, when you find out about all this missing link they just found in South Africa, a 9-year-old boy finds a skeleton of a 9-year-old child, and we're supposed to believe this. I can remember when I went to college, it was the Piltown man, it was the missing link. Before that, it was the Nebraska man. They're lying to us, ladies and gentlemen. They lie and lie, and they lie to our college students, and they lie to our students in school, teaching them Darwinism. Why? Because it's part of the conspiracy against God. And the scientists know that. If you haven't seen that wonderful video, it's available at your video store. It's called Expelled with Ben Stein. What happens to anybody in academia who tells the truth? They're destroyed. They will destroy you if you dare to suggest that there is such a thing as scientific creation or the intelligent design. They cannot stand the thought that people might even suspect that God created the heaven and the earth, but he did. And the earth is not billions and billions and billions and billions of years old. And man did not evolve from apes or monkeys. You know, there are similarities between us because God has a wonderful design, but the design of genes, just look at your human hand. That did not happen by accident. And nothing happens by accident. God does rule in the affairs of men. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision and our protection.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. Denver.
In southwest China in chaos today. An estimated 400 people have died after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake. The quake also injured more than 10,000 as houses, schools, and